In addition, there were three abstracts that were presented. Actually, two were oral session, one was a poster. The poster discussion session was an abstract that we submitted that attempted to define further prognostic variables for pulmonary hemorrhage. It was a case control study where we combined the data sets for the phase 2 study with the ECOG study and attempted to look at a wide range of prognostic variables to see if one could better define what group of patients were more at risk.
Roughly what number of patients were you looking at?
Around 22 patients overall with grade 3 plus pulmonary hemorrhage. Not surprisingly, with the limited number of patients, nothing was statistically significant. Trends appeared to be there for patients with baseline cavitation in their tumor and a history of hemoptysis that predated treatment.
I thought hemoptysis, those were from the first one. Wasn't hemoptysis not allowed?
Correct. ECOG 4599 was not specifically written into the study at first, but then there were at least one or so patients who had hemoptysis going in and were put on study. And then after around the first 60 or so patients, it was put in specifically an exclusion criteria.
I guess the thing people were really interested in was location, peripheral versus proximal. And also, I'd be interested to know whether there's a correlation in terms of the tumor bulk, how big the tumors were that were being treated.
All great questions. We looked at that. We looked at size using sort of a 3 centimeter as a cutoff. Did not seem to correlate. We looked at location. And as has been discussed, when a radiologist looks at what they define central tumors, that really encompasses a very wide range of tumors because I believe their definition is anything that's more than 2 centimeters away from the pleural reflection.
But, you know, I mean, when you talk about 22 patients, I could imagine that we could put 22 CAT scans up here on the wall and just sort of look at them like an exhibit. I mean, what do you see in those cases?
So in our paper, our presentation, I should say, we actually had an independent radiology group out of New Jersey that looked at all of the individual CAT scans. So they were all independently reviewed. And size and location did not seem to matter. There was a hint, a thought that intrabronchial disease might potentially be an issue, although that was, of course, not statistically significant, and it was a very difficult interpretation on a CAT scan, and with rather inconsistent results looking across all the CAT scans and techniques, etc.
Now, we're talking about 22 patients who received bevacizumab and had a pulmonary hemorrhage. And what fraction of those were responding? Were, you know, people have talked about, is this the manifestation of response? What was seen in terms of response in these patients?
That's a good question. We looked at characteristics that both predated the starting of treatment, so just baseline characteristics. And then we also looked at characteristics of the tumors after starting therapy. And I can't specifically answer the question as to was responding a risk factor or not. I can say that there was nothing that was statistically significant with respect to how they looked after. Cavitation, for example, after treatment, which we did look at, did not even come up as a trend, as opposed to baseline cavitation, which did. Now, as you can imagine, with these small numbers of patients with this issue, it's hard to come up with anything statistically significant. We even attempted to look and loosen the statistical variables in order to, you know, accept a wider range of divergence. And even then, even with looser statistical criteria, it did not reach any significance.